Governor Cuomo says one of the most important accomplishments achieved by himself and the legislative leaders is that the budget was passed on time for the fourth year in a row. And he used a baseball metaphor, complete with baseballs and bats for props, to describe the feat.
This is the Grand Slam budget, and I'm pleased and proud to be part of it. Last time you had an administration team produce four on-time budgets, you have to go back about 40 years.
Since the days of Governor Nelson Rockefeller, Cuomo also highlighted a tax credit program for homeowners, a plan for expanded pre-kindergarten and more help for charter schools, as well as an over 5% increase in school aid.
Some people say it's never enough. Maybe it is never enough, but 5.3% by any realistic scale is a great investment.
But the budget is attracting its share of criticism. An ethics deal has been universally condemned by government reform groups who say Cuomo gave away too much for too little. Cuomo agreed to end a Moreland Act panel that was investigating the legislature for corruption. In exchange, he got stronger anti-bribery laws and some greater disclosure of some campaign donations. He also got a pilot program for public campaign finance limited to the state Controller's office. Blair Horner of the New York Public Interest Research Group, as well as others, say that plan is unworkable.
The governor and the legislative leaders have concocted a public financing scheme which is designed to fail. There's no two ways about it.
Cuomo says his critics should instead be looking on the bright side.
You can celebrate that this is the greatest advancement that has been made, or you can say we're disappointed that we haven't had a total victory.
And the governor says the bottom line is that there are currently not enough votes in both houses of the legislature to approve a broader public campaign finance package that would apply to all statewide races, including the governor's. And he says unlike same-sex marriage and gun control legislation, where he was able to persuade a number of Republicans to vote yes, people's minds are already made up on this issue.
Public finance, somebody has deeply held views that it's the wrong direction to go. Ran for office telling people, I will never support it. You know, it is an issue.
Senator Jeff Klein, the leader of a group of breakaway Democrats who lead the Senate in a governing coalition with Republicans, is under intense pressure over the campaign finance issue. Klein, who attended the bill signing ceremony, says he's not giving up, and he says he'll try to persuade some of his GOP colleagues to change their minds in the coming weeks.
I don't think we're done yet. I believe that we need to be committed to passing a more comprehensive campaign finance system before the close of the legislative session.
Cuomo's opponent in the 2014 race for governor, Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, also delivered a critique of the budget.
This is a typical Albany election year gimmick budget. Winners are the politicians, the losers are the vast New Yorkers who, again, will continue to pay the highest property taxes, highest income taxes. Businesses that are struggling are going to continue to struggle. And so it is the same old status quo here in New York.
Astorino says the plan for the property tax rebate check, due out in October shortly before Election Day, does nothing to change the equation. And he says the real issue of unfunded state mandates was not addressed in the budget. Cuomo's response, when asked about Astorino's comments, was brief.
Yeah, that's nice.
Astorino was at the Capitol to speak at a protest against the gun control law approved by Cuomo and the legislature last year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.